photo room is part of the picture. Oh, that's pun intended, I think. Photo room, part of the picture, is it's an AI-enabled photo editing app that allows users to capture and change their images and sections. But more importantly, it's also an up-and-coming brand, and we want to find out how you did both. So let's start with Photo Room, right? Because you have joined forces with Warner Brothers. I read all about it, making it possible for us to live in Barbie's world. How cool is that? It's all done with an AI selfie generator that you launched a few months back, right?
Yes, that's right. We started working with Warner Brothers and launched the selfie generator in just a few hours from when they contacted us to when it went live. We've seen kind of massive viral success with the selfie generator and a lot of really fun celebrities sharing their pictures online, which has been really exciting for the brand.
And you've tried it as well, Lauren?
Yes, we had a lot of fun with the Barbie campaign. We actually had a Barbie party, a screening party to celebrate. And so we all got dressed up and used the selfie generator for our own purposes. Yeah.
But what's really cool about it is it's gone viral, right? I mean, I was looking at the numbers. It was something like 13 million users in just a few weeks. And it's probably gone on and on because, of course, Barbie is now a phenomenon, right? It's going to grow from strength to strength. How does it feel to be part of a pop culture phenomenon?
It feels great, obviously. It was really fun kind of bringing Barbie to the Photo Room community as well as the Barbie fans because we had such a creative response from our community, iterating on the theme of Barbie, putting members of the Photo Room team into interesting Barbie places, mashing Oppenheimer and Barbie content together. So yeah, it's been a really fun campaign to work on.
I mean, well, that's it, right? You know, you give people a tool and they go out and they do what they want with it. It's the democratization of creation. Yes, you can mash up Barbie and Oppenheimer. I'm trying to figure out what that looks like. You want to help me out here?
Yes. So there's a lot of pink Oppenheimer content and a lot of explosive Barbie content. But I think one of the most powerful things about this campaign is the fact that AI is now helping brands and their fans create user-generated content to a quality and a scale that wasn't possible before. And so one of the most exciting things about this campaign was just seeing what fans did with the Barbie franchise.
So you and your team, you know, they have to be behind this as well. And a little bit of creativity, a lot of creativity goes into thinking about this because you have content, but you have a community. And it's a stretch goal, right? You have to motivate, activate your fans. What are you doing to keep this viral sensation, you know, feeling fresh, feeling new? I mean, there's only so much you can do with pink, right?
Yes, that's true. So Photo Room already had a really active community even before this activation. So I think it was a case of sharing prompts and letting people go wild. It's a really fun creative app. Barbie is a really fun creative franchise. So it made a lot of sense to bring these two things together. We also did a lot of fun work and outreach with the press and talking especially to the trade press and looking to talk with other brands who were interested in this kind of work. So we've actually already launched projects with Netflix and their Black Mirror campaign, which was definitely a different vibe from Barbie, and then more recently working with Lionsgate. So there really seems to be this trend of brands who are trying to leverage user-generated content in new ways and using AI and Photo Room's technology to make that happen, which is very exciting.
It is, and I'll have to congratulate you on that. You know, Black Mirror is awesome. I watch it. And Lionsgate always coming out with these great movies and franchises, sealing deals, sealing partnership deals with big names, big brands. That is tricky. How do you do that as a as an app company? How do you get their attention?
Yes. So to start with, it was really just the quality of the product. So someone working for Warner Brothers entertainment agency Bond was researching apps that could do the kind of thing that they were looking for. And they tried six or seven apps and Photo Room kind of came out on top in their tests. And the technology is so easy to implement. It was a couple of hours of conversations with the developer and turning it on. And then after that, we did a lot of work with the trade press and telling the story and the case study of Barbie through PR. And that led immediately to more inbound leads from entertainment companies who were looking to do the same thing. So actually, the majority of our opportunities are still inbound, and we're not having to work that hard to see people kind of reach out and talk to us about opportunities, which is really exciting.
Something else that's getting attention is your influencers. How does that work? Because at one level, what I'm seeing, it's almost just like, they just like it and they're just doing it. It doesn't seem to me, I could be wrong, doesn't seem to me that you're doing a lot in influencer marketing in like mixing it with paid.
Yes. So influencer marketing is a big part of our community strategy. And we've actually invested a lot of time into building relationships with the right influencers and people who are really passionate about the app, use it in their everyday workflow and are already producing organic content around PhotoRoom. And then we kind of bring them into the influencer fold, so to speak. So I think it's really one of the strongest aspects of our brand is finding people who are the right kind of ambassadors for PhotoRoom, whether that's in the community, answering questions for other users, or people who are willing to shout about us on TikTok or Instagram or online elsewhere.
It wasn't like the influencer marketing campaigns that we saw before, where it's like, okay, let's find out what the influence is. We get the major influencers and celebrities, and we just equip them to spread the word. This really did seem very organic. What did you do to find them and to cultivate them? Because these are real people.
Yes. So I would describe the PhotoRoom brand as having a chaotic good alignment. So there's definitely a sense of authenticity. We do really well on TikTok with lo-fi content, you know, filmed on a mobile phone. And funnily enough, we have worked or tried to work with influencer marketing agencies in the past, but we always find that one-to-one connection and building the relationship directly with the influencer is so important. And that has just led to such an amazing program that has helped us find new communities in places like Taiwan or Thailand or Korea or Mexico, places where we don't necessarily have a team yet, but we already have this community of advocates selling PhotoRoom on our behalf, which is still mind-boggling to me.
When I think about what Warner Brothers says about it in the press statements and elsewhere, I mean, they're very bullish. And they've said, and I quote, "There are boundless opportunities to harness the power of generative AI for our upcoming campaigns. Its potential to create captivating and personalized experiences is truly remarkable, opening doors to innovative storytelling and audience engagement that were once unimaginable." I mean, when you read that, all you can say is like, wow, we have arrived. What do you think about the innovation that you can unleash? What kind of unimaginable things are now possible?
We've really only scratched the surface. This is an industry that is only a couple of years old and has only hit the mainstream in the last 12 months. And so I really think most of what to come is more exciting than where we are today. In the short term, things that we're thinking about as a brand and as a business are how to take the things that previously have stayed in the hands of gatekeepers or agencies or professionals and making those things available to the average person just with a mobile phone and an app they've downloaded from the App Store. Now we have generative AI in our background, so you can generate any background almost instantly. How do we make that more flexible, and how do we make that a more creative and imaginative experience for the user? So, okay, you've generated this beautiful, cozy background for some pottery that you're selling, but there's a table in the background, and maybe you want that to be a fireplace, and you want to be the flames to be a little bit of a warmer color, and maybe there's a cat in front of the fireplace. And so it's making pretty much everything that you can imagine possible within the confines of an app on your mobile phone. And so really breaking down those barriers to creativity, I think is where this industry is going.
Because it's all about putting it in the hands of, I wouldn't say ordinary, but just authentic, creative, chaotic, as you called them, influencers and others. And you mentioned about you're selling pottery. I mean, this is also about powering commerce at a very, very individual level.
Yes, absolutely. And having spoken to many, many users this year, it's amazing how many people are, you know, have side hustles and making jewelry in their spare time or making chocolates. So it really is normal people who just have a passion or an interest and are trying to make a little bit of money or share their creations with the world, and giving them new creative tools with AI that make things possible that weren't possible before.
That's the product, and you need great product. Product is marketing, right? But you're also the head of brand and content, and you've had reams of experience at other brands, Shopify, Hootsuite, you know, digital native companies, mobile first companies that are well-known brands, even though you wouldn't think about them as brands. You know, Hootsuite isn't a brand where I'm like overwhelming brand love for it, but it's solid. Tell me about your experiences there. Maybe moments when you said to yourself, yes, I'm shaping a brand that is more than a name or great content or tech.
Yes. So with Hootsuite in particular, it was one of the first brands born on social media and actually had a really avid fan base from the very beginning. That was really exciting to work with. We were also a very content first brand, and most people discovered our brand through the Hootsuite blog, which is still going strong. The challenge was the brand equity was being spent without being regenerated. And we also actually had an internal challenge where we didn't really believe in ourselves as a brand. And so there was much of an internal kind of negative perception of the Hootsuite brand. We're too small, people don't take us seriously. But then when we looked at Hootsuite versus some of the competitors and did some research, the kind of brand equity and positive sentiment across every category that we analyzed was in the 60s and 70s versus the 5s and 10s for our competitors. And so it was really, really surprising to see how much positive brand sentiment, positive brand perception we had to work with when we were revisiting our brand strategy. So yeah, that was definitely a really nice moment to realize that the perception you have internally or outside of the community versus with social media managers who are in Hootsuite using it every day.
It's also interesting that you sort of underestimated that at some level. I mean, I was a user from the very start, still using it. And it wasn't just for the cool owl and everything, but there was a vibe about it. It's just interesting that you have to almost convince yourself even when your audience is already convinced.
Yes. I'm not sure where it came from, but there was definitely an inferiority complex internally. And part of my brand's work there and part of the brand strategy was really focusing on employees as a brand audience and helping them understand the value and impact of brands and how to tell that story. And to give everyone a boost of confidence.
Everyone is the brand. You have sort of the executives, their personal brand. They are the face of the company. But what was the aha moment in your career when you realized your position demanded more? It demanded more than content. It demanded also, as you put it yourself, you know, inspiring the team.
When I started my career as a content marketing leader, a lot of the content marketing problems I was solving were really operational problems. They were around resourcing, writing good creative briefs, project management, timelines. Once the operational pieces became smoother, really, then I started to notice that the problems left to solve were brand problems. And so I really started to see that behind content marketing or underpinning content marketing, you needed to have this really strong brand marketing foundation, and that through brand, I would be able to do more with content. And so that was when I started advocating for a more cohesive and coherent approach to brand marketing and content marketing, because I think they are two sides of the same coin.
Because if you don't have a strong brand story, the content is rather generic.
Yes, or it's going to be all over the place. It's it's going to be pretty schizophrenic, which is what we saw in our early days of brand work at Hootsuite.
In the early days, it was all about, well, it's good for SEO, no matter what it is.
Funnily enough, the SEO and the editorial team were two of the biggest advocates for brand. So it was more getting everyone else on side. They were kind of my squad. And yeah, it was more about convincing everyone else that brand was important.
Let's fast forward a little bit to where you are now. You're at Photo Room. And when you arrived, you found you had the task of, again, aligning the business around a vision for a brand. And you started by also focusing on an understanding of who your audiences are. What did you rely on to get those answers?
Yes. So in my first few weeks at Photo Room, I realized there was a lot of internal knowledge that was living in people's heads rather than necessarily in a place where we could all access it together. So the first thing was an internal focus group to really understand what we believed about our audience, what we believed about our brand today, and to give us a starting point for the work that needed to be done. So the first thing was getting a download and alignment on who are our audiences and why are they important, and getting a stack rank even of which audiences to prioritize, because Photo Room runs the gamut all the way from users who are using the app for fun all the way to large businesses and marketplaces. So there's a lot of territory, audience territory, to look at there. The next thing was validating those perceptions or those insights. So I just spent a lot of time talking to users, getting their input, understanding their perceptions of the brand, how they use the product, how they weren't using the product but wanted to. And that led to a refinement of our audience segmentation and our brand personas. And so actually my first 3 months at Photo Room were really focused on audiences, audience insights, finding product market fit, and really a lot of product marketing rather than brand marketing. And until that work was done and that part of the team was set up and we had the understanding of our audience that we needed, I didn't really start work on the brand side of things until all of that was in place.
So how would you describe the brand that you are shaping and building? Every brand stands for something or has some really amazing adjectives that apply to it that make it unique. What have you done at Photo Room? What is it?
When I started at Photo Room, coming from Shopify, I really saw this brand as another way to power visual commerce or commerce photography. And we spent a lot of time talking about commerce and Photo Room and how we made listing easier, creating content for e-commerce easier. But over the last 6 months, obviously we've established a presence in generative AI. We've had these user generated campaigns with brands like Warner Brothers. And that has given me a new perspective on what the Photo Room brand should be. And actually, it extends far beyond commerce. And it's really about empowering creativity and breaking down the barriers to being creative, whether that's an e-commerce workflow and creating e-commerce content and making that process more enjoyable or easier, or it's taking really silly photos of your dogs. And we want to empower all of that. And so I think the word that we're talking about more than any other today is really creativity and creation, and also joy. The moment that you open the Photo Room app, we want you to feel a sense of excitement and surprise and delight at what you find there and how easy it is to do whatever you set out to do.
Let's just assume someone's listening and says, yes, this is what I need to do. I need to have a brand program. This is a commitment. Where should a company start?
I'd say the place to start is really with your audience and getting to know your users, understanding their pain points, understanding how they use your app or your product, and building user empathy. And I had many assumptions coming from much larger organizations like Hootsuite and Shopify that actually I had to unlearn and set aside once I got to know the Photo Room business model and the Photo Room audience. And that was quite a surprise to me. So I think building that user empathy and setting aside any assumptions that you have coming into a new business is really important. And then from there, I would really start at the bottom of the funnel and work your way up, which might sound a little strange coming from a brand leader. But really, we started with audience research and product marketing before we got to brands. Because until you've laid those foundations, you've found product market fit, you can't do the exciting, sexy things with advertising and messaging and positioning, because really you always have to start with your audience and that connection back to the product.
It is about driving customer connection. Ultimately, it's about driving conversion. Just to have it as background, how do you monetize PhotoRoom?
Yes, so we are based on a subscription model. And so we have several paid plans. Our most popular plan is our professional plan that gives you access to a much broader range of templates and generative AI features. And then we have kind of scalable plans for teams and for businesses. And we also are doing a lot of work with our API where people can plug in PhotoRoom's technology to their own projects. For example, Barbie and Warner Brothers was based on the PhotoRoom technology and API.
You have an API, which means this is going to spread. Where and how do you yourself use AI in your own brand marketing?
Yes, so we are very much an AI first team as a whole, and we've tried to integrate AI into our work processes and workflows as much as possible. And PhotoRoom will actually pay for any use of AI, even if it's for fun, just to understand the industry as a whole, understand our competitors. And so that's everything from generating images in Midjourney and seeing how we can kind of mix different AI visuals together, to some of the tools, brand tools that we're onboarding. For example, our brand measurement platform uses machine learning and AI to aggregate and sort data. And so I spend a lot of time in there teaching the machine what to learn and what matters and what is more spammy, or using ChatGPT as an assistant for brainstorming ideas for message tests or scenarios for web pages or headlines. So we really do try to use AI in every aspect of our working lives to really understand the technology and then to bring those learnings back to our customers and back to PhotoRoom.
I'm a bit blown away here, Lauren, because I'm thinking I speak with a lot of marketers at the front lines and they're using it because that's part of their job. Now you have a job where you're head of brand, you're leading this, yet you're using it so proactively. I mean, is that your choice? Are you just fascinated by AI?
I think one of the things I've learned from the PhotoRoom team, and that is very much part of our culture, is we learn by doing. And the best way to understand something is through play and through doing. And so I do spend a lot of time playing with the PhotoRoom app just to understand, you know, what's the latest update this week? What new thing can I do with it that I couldn't do last week? And I think the same goes for AI as an industry. And it can be quite scary. There is a really steep learning curve. But I think one of the most important new jobs to be done for marketers is prompt engineering. And the more we're learning to use AI as an assistant and a coworker almost, the easier it's going to get to automate the boring parts of your job or the things that are hard to get started on. And it's much easier writing an article when you have, you know, 15 ideas that ChatGPT has given you to edit. And I think having that editor mindset is going to be a really important aspect of working with AI and incorporating it into our working lives in the future.
I get the feeling, Lauren, that you have a book in you about how to prompt AI for the best results. And I have a feeling that that is, as you just stated, the skill that you need to have. What would you say, just to give a few, you know, sort of high level, not deep, deep tips, but this is so important to prompt AI as a brand marketer, as a head of brand?
I actually like to look at inspiration from the community and spend time seeing what other people have used as prompts and playing around with, okay, if I use color prompts, how does that affect the outcome? Or if I use common nouns, how does that affect the outcome? And I think one brand that does this so well is Midjourney, where you're placed in a cohort of users and you get to see what everyone else is using for their prompts. So I think definitely looking to communities around kind of AI technology for inspiration is one way to do it. Yeah, just sticking at it. It's really overwhelming to start with, but just having patience and knowing that this is the worst version of the technology we will ever have. We're going to see constant improvement over the next few years. The longer you spend with it, the easier it's going to get.
How has it also impacted your results, your brand equity? I mean, you're very, very focused on understanding AI, understanding how your audience is using AI. I'm assuming that this is part of a bigger formula that's had a bigger impact.
Yeah, so there's really three things that we're thinking about when building our brand at PhotoRoom. We want to be known, which is all about brand awareness and brand impressions. And that's where we focused our efforts in terms of advertising and our influencer marketing programs. We want to be loved. And so that really extends all the way from people shouting us out on X or Instagram or TikTok, all the way to how they feel when they open PhotoRoom for the first time and making that experience so fun and so enjoyable. And then the final thing is we want to be popular. And so it's no good if you are really well known and have a small group of committed users. We need to make sure that people are choosing PhotoRoom over our competitors. And so that's something we're paying attention to in terms of share of search and share of voice, and making sure that we're understanding the landscape, understanding what our users need, and building the new features and new technology that makes PhotoRoom absolutely indispensable and something that you want to use every day and that you get excited to use every day.
So let's wrap up with that, because PhotoRoom, last I was checking here, and you can tell me if the numbers are right, sees 2 billion images were generated each year. It's become very popular among small business, e-commerce vendors, you said yourself, content creators. Now you want to bring your tech to more global brands as well, you know, Warner Brothers being just the start. What can we look for in, say, the next 6 months?
I think in the longer term, I'm really excited for brands is the personalization aspect that AI makes possible. And one of the things we're talking about is the possibility of brand associated algorithms. So if you're a Nike or a Reebok, you can share with the AI your brand colors, your brand palettes, your tone of voice, and it will start to learn, for example, your entire product catalog, and then create images for you based on your kind of brand intellectual property. And that algorithm will be completely unique to your brand and very hard to copy. And so that, I think that's one of the things I'm most interested in is obviously AI right now, there's a lot of concerns around copycats and intellectual property. But as we start to solve some of those problems, I think it really opens up unique possibilities and opportunities for brands to get more creative and to design their own algorithm around their brand ecosystem.
You have me now equally excited about that and thinking. So a brand would be able to develop its own algorithm that is reflective of its brand voice, its sort of brand IP, its colors, its tone, everything.
Exactly. And then with that algorithm, you would be able to instantly generate hundreds of assets that are in line with your brand guidelines. And really, it's working with PhotoRoom, for example, as an art director and giving the AI the information it needs in order to generate those assets based on your vision for your brands and the product that you're using. So it's also content aware. And also to create images or create content that is completely personalized to the user that you're selling to. That becomes possible when you can instantly generate and serve images on a kind of one-to-one basis. So yeah, it gives you scale as well as creativity.
You know, the brands that we think of, they have brand colors and they have really cool logos, but they have something else. They have a personality. They're iconic. They have brand love. You have me wondering out loud now if there is a way through AI to deconstruct this into an algorithm and reconstruct it as an iconic brand. I mean, maybe this is the idea that great brands aren't just born, they're made, and AI can play a role there.
Yes, absolutely. I think we are already starting to see some startups and some entrepreneurs build brands in collaboration with AI, and some of them completely leaving it up to the algorithm. I don't think AI is going to replace human innovation. It's just going to accentuate it. And I think the relationship between AI and human innovation and creativity should really be mutually beneficial and collaborative. And I think it's using AI in ways that help take your ideas further, faster. And I think it's really exciting to see what all of the creative collective minds in the Photo Room community are going to come up with.
And you brought in the human element, and that's great because I want to end with the human element. And that's about you, right? You are a marketing leader and you are building this. You are helping to shape this. What is your focus to ensure that you build a competitive moat around your own brand, around your own community?
I think it's a really interesting question for an AI business. And it's one that I asked a lot when I started working at Photo Room. Why is our algorithm so good? What is the competitive moat behind our product? And I kind of followed the trail, and it always led back to the people behind the algorithm and the team actually building this product. And so at Photo Room, our focus is firstly on hiring really exceptional people and to create a hiring culture and also a really good hiring experience. And so really having a high quality candidate experience is important to us. And then when people join, making sure that they're set up for success, that they have the autonomy to make decisions quickly, which is so important in our industry, and that they are constantly learning, curious, generating ideas, and executing on them. And so, yeah, I'd say hiring and culture are the two biggest things that we're focused on at Photo Room right now.
I thought we were just going to talk about the company and how you're using AI, but now to think just a few months from now, we may see an iconic brand created with the help of AI. I want to thank you, Lauren, so much for sharing, and above all, for also giving us some great advice.
Thank you so much for having me, Peggy. It was a really fun chat. I appreciate it.